Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Wednesday morning. Hour number three now underway. 251-343-0106. That's the text line. That's how you get in touch with this program. Comment, complaint, suggestion, compliment, what you had for breakfast. It's all fair game. Still to come on the program about a half hour from now from the Katie Britt campaign. We'll talk to Sean Ross as we do every Wednesday, so stay tuned for that. But joining us now, my next guest here, a very important matter to our area, especially the state of Alabama, those of you that have questions about the COVID-19 vaccine. But Brian Dassinger joins us on the line. He's an attorney, plaintiffs in a case, what I think is alleged to be wrongful termination based on the vaccine mandate. Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jeff?
Doing well. Thank you for coming on. We do appreciate that. Well, let's kick it off here. A couple of issues in the hopper, I suppose. You have the Austell suit underway that's been long ongoing. And then lately, this Spanish Fort nursing home, Westminster Village suit. But employees at both have said they were wrongfully terminated because they requested a religious exemption that was not granted on the COVID-19 vaccine. What is the latest? Kind of give us or fill in some of the details, anything that I may have left out.
Well, like you said, we filed suit on behalf of 61 former Austell employees. We actually filed that suit on July 4th, we thought it was an appropriate day to file because we were asking for our freedom on that day. And we feel like our, constitutional rights were violated. All 61, there were actually many more people that were formerly employed with Austell that had been fired, and they actually brought them into a room shortly after Biden mandate went into effect in September, and basically said, hey, all of your religious exemptions have been denied, and if you do not go ahead and get the vaccine by the following Wednesday, then you're going to be terminated, and you might even not get your yearly bonus if you cause any problems going out the door. So I guess their tactic worked for a lot of people because there had been, from what we understand, over 200 folks that had refused to get the refused to get the vaccine. And many of them were intimidated into going ahead and taking it, really, we feel like, against their will. But we ended up with 61 of them that did not cave and felt strongly about their religious conviction not to receive the vaccine and lost their job for it. So that suit has, like I said, been underway for a couple of months now. I guess we're just kind of going through the preliminary stages of trying to set a discovery schedule. And there's lots of things with a suit of this magnitude that have to be straightened out with the judge. I mean, we're still trying to, like I said, get all of the discovery done. And we've actually discovered much more evidence that I can't, that I'm not privy to discuss at this point, that we would like to amend our complaint to include. So that's kind of where we are with Austell right now. And then with Westminster, we actually filed suit a couple of weeks ago on behalf of four former employees this was an interesting case in the fact that their religious exemptions, well, I should say not all of them, but three out of the four of them had their religious exemptions granted initially. Right after the mandate came down, And then Westminster, or the parent company of Westminster, which is Axe Retirement Systems. They own approximately 20, I believe it's 24 retirement homes around the United States. They, for some reason or another, which we're trying to, discover at this point, but 1 month later, they turned around and said that their religious exemptions were going to be denied. And they had to, either get the jab or be fired. And again, my clients felt very strongly about not getting it for their religious reasons. So they basically were terminated for it.
Well, how does state law weigh in here, Brian? Obviously in 2021, late 2021, with the when they were doing reapportionment, Senator Elliott, Senator Orr, some others got a special session through that the state took it upon themselves to define how religious exemptions would be determined. I don't know if there's any enforcement mechanism or how that works, but does that figure into this calculus?
Well, it really does not, to be honest with you, because the state law that was enacted by the legislature in Alabama really, in our opinion, has no teeth whatsoever. I believe you're probably referring to Senate Bill 9, which was passed, I believe, in November of 2021. And it basically says that you can't discriminate against someone for religious purposes, and religious and medical exemptions need to be granted if they are legitimate. And basically it provides for a mechanism, or it supposedly provides for a mechanism, of appealing a denial of a religious or medical exemption to a specially appointed judge in Montgomery. And then the judge is supposed to review it and make a decision on whether it was, wrongfully denied or not. However, the problem that we have with SB 9 is that there are no penalties listed. If the judge rules with you, there's really no mechanism for the company to be penalized for wrongfully denying the religious or medical exemption. So in our opinion, it's really not worth the paper that it's written on. It's like saying that, murder is illegal, but then having no penalties for committing murder. I mean, you can say what you did was wrong, but unless there's consequences, how is that going to deter any company from continuing to do it?
So I assume the course of action here, in your view, the best way to go forward is approach this from through the federal courts on a constitutional basis, on a religious liberties basis.
That's correct. We are filing primarily under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which basically prevents discrimination due to race, religion, color, creed, any kind of discriminatory practice. It makes it illegal. So that's what we're filing under, is a denial of religious discrimination, which is clearly a part of the Title VII. We believe it's constitutional, and it's a clear violation of our clients' constitutional rights.
Does Alabama, the fact that it's a right-to-work state, does any of that weigh into the legal argument here, or a defense that these employers may have?
Well, that is sure. That is what they're claiming, that it's a it's a right-to-work state, and you have the right to terminate for no cause. However, that does not override the Constitution of the United States. So you cannot, fire somebody over their religious exemption. And, the truth of the matter is no one And I mean, no one should be forced to get something injected into their bodies that they don't agree with. I mean, it shouldn't even require a religious exemption, to be honest, because this is not a proven, vaccine. It did not go through the testing that it was supposed to. It was it should have been in the trial period for a long, long time before we started, making people adhere to this, or before it was even on the market.
Does the I don't understand this completely, but hadn't a federal judge at least put a stay on this mandate that it wasn't based on the way it was conceived, the way it was put into effect? Does any of that matter with this, or do they just stick it to their guns that this is solely based on the right to work argument?
As far as our Austell complaint is concerned, both of the cases that we've got, there's no debate that religious exemptions were submitted by our clients. So I should say that there were a couple of medical exemptions in our Austell case as well. But it was... I'm sorry, what was your question again?
So as a federal judge said, hey, we're going to put a pause on this policy right now, for whatever reason, the challenges that does that matter here, that they said that, you can't do this. You can't invent this out of thin air by an administration. I mean, is there anything on this that a federal judge has said, don't pass go, don't collect $200, don't proceed with this mandate?
Well, I mean, there are different rulings that have come, that have come across the nation since the mandate went into effect on September 9th. And the one that we are most heavily focused on is the federal contractors ruling, which in the case of Biden v. Georgia, a federal appellate court with the Ninth Circuit, I believe it was, did put a halt on the requirement to, on the mandate for federal contractors. So that one, the halt is still out there, and there has not been a final ruling on it.
So we'll wrap it up on this. We got a long way to go. We're sitting here today. This is going to play out maybe over the next year or so, right?
We're certainly, geared up and preparing for a long, drawn-out affair. With the amount of, clients that we have, especially in the Austell case, there's going to have to be a massive amount of discovery to go through. There's probably going to be lots of depositions and, no telling what we're going to uncover in our discovery process that may, drag it out. So, yes, we are. I would imagine that if we end up going to trial on this case, it would probably be, at least a year from now before that happens.
Brian, I guess if folks want to get in touch with you or any way, is there a website or something you can throw out there?
You can just look at my website, which is DassingerDefense.com. My law office is the Law Offices of Brian A. Dassinger. We are very passionate about, sticking up for everyone's constitutional rights. We're very passionate about, representing people that have been forced to get the vaccine or have been terminated for getting the vaccine or for not getting the vaccine. This is just, it's an unprecedented time in our history that we think the government has clearly overreached into people's lives by forcing them or attempting to force them to take something into their body that they don't agree with. And this isn't the only thing that the government is doing and this administration is doing that is a clear overreach. You know, the list goes on and on. I just feel like they have absolutely no respect for the Constitution of the United States, and that is what has made us the country that we are. So if myself and other attorneys and citizens of this country don't stand up and fight right now, then we're not going to recognize the country that we live in a very short period of time. Brian, so we are more than willing to discuss anything with anybody that feels like they've been discriminated against.
Brian, thanks for coming on. We'll pick up again sometime in the future. Give us an update.
Yes, sir. Well, I certainly do appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate the work that y'all are doing.
All right, guys, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.